Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Barrington Stage Company's first main stage show of the 2019 summer season is the Tony Award-winning Stephen Sondheim James Lapine musical, Into the Woods. Originally on Broadway in 1987, Into the Woods tells the tale of a childless baker and his wife as they endeavor to lift their family curse by journeying into the woods, where they encounter Rapunzel, Cinderella, Jack of Beanstalk fame, Little Red Riding Hood, and other classic fairy tale characters. The Barrington Stage Company production is directed by Joe Colarco and runs in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through July 13th. This morning, we're joined by actors Mara Davi, Michael Kilgore, Pepe Nufrio, and Kevin Toniazzo Naughton, and musical director Darren R. Cohen. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. So great to be back.
It's my absolute delight of every summer to get to talk to a musical company from Barrington Stage, and I make no bones about that.
Excellent.
Darren, tell me a little bit about when you found out Into the Woods was selected for this summer and what you particularly enjoy about working on this show.
Into the Woods was, I think, the first Stephen Sondheim show I saw on Broadway. And I found it so poignant, hilarious, sad, happy, celebratory. It really kind of covers the gamut of so many things. And the music is so singable, and I think it's now become probably his most licensed show to date. Because it's for families, it's for not families, it's just more commercial than most.
When you first saw it on Broadway, was that the original production?
Yes.
And if you can kind of jump back in time and imagine not knowing about the show, when you first heard about that it was storybook characters mashed up in a forest, what did you think about that?
Brilliant.
It's a pretty good idea, right?
You know, what I love about the collaboration of James Lapine and Sondheim were that it's not based on any specific source material other than those public domain fairy tale characters. And the fact that they were going to meet and intersect and affect each other's lives was so intriguing. I thought, what a great idea.
It's a wonderful show, and we get to hear some of this amazing cast perform a few songs from it. We're going to start by hearing Any Moment and Moment in the Woods, sung by Kevin Toniazzo Naughton and Mara Davi. Before we hear you guys perform, tell me a little bit about what getting these roles means to you, if you had dreamt of playing them before, and then sort of set up the song, where it fits in the story.
Well, for me, Into the Woods has always been a very favorite show of mine. Sondheim was the first composer that I was exposed to as a child growing up, so his music has always been kind of in my ear, and I've always been very drawn to it. And to play a role that as fun as Cinderella's Prince and the Wolf can be, it really is a dream come true to play it on this stage.
And you, Mara?
The Baker's Wife is absolutely a dream role of mine. Growing up, I just responded to her strength, her intelligence. She is the secret behind the scenes person making her marriage work and making everything work in the household, even though the baker doesn't realize it for quite a while. But coming to it now at this point in my life, I see her in a whole new light. I just had a child. Her whole purpose to go into the woods is to lift a spell to have a child and then to protect that child in the face of danger. And so I'm very happy to have waited this long to come to this role and experience it now, thinking about my son as I do.
And tell us where the numbers you're going to perform sort of fit in the story.
Well, this takes place in Act Two of the show, and both characters, Cinderella's Prince and the Baker's Wife, have found themselves in a sense of emotional and mental turmoil from the circumstances that have happened in the play, musical, rather. And they find each other at a moment of extreme vulnerability, and I believe they succumb to more of their carnal whims of the id, for lack of a better term.
I couldn't have said that better myself.
And why are you alone in the woods?
I came with my husband. Well, it's a long story.
He would let you roam alone in the woods.
No, actually, it was my choice. I'm looking for the lad.
Your choice? How brave.
Brave?
Yes.
Anything can happen in the woods. May I kiss you? Any moment we could be crushed. Don't feel rushed.
This is ridiculous. What am I doing here? I'm in the wrong story. Wait, one moment, please. We can't do this. You have a princess.
Well, yes, I do.
And I have a baker. This is not right.
Right and wrong don't matter in the woods. Only feelings let us meet the moment unblushed. Life is often so unpleasant. You must know that as a peasant. Best to take the moment present as a present for the moment. I must leave you.
Why?
The giant.
Oh, the giant. I'd almost forgotten. Will we find each other in the woods again?
This was just a moment in the woods. Our moment, shimmering and lovely and sad. Leave the moment, just be glad for the moment that we had. Every moment is a moment when you're in the woods. I shall not forget you. How brave you are to be alone in the woods. And how alive you've made me feel.
What was that? Was that me? Was that him? Did a prince really kiss me? And kiss me, and kiss me, and did I kiss him back? Was it wrong? Am I mad? Is that all? Does he miss me? Was he suddenly getting bored with me? Wake up, stop dreaming, stop prancing about the woods. Oh, it's not the seeming, what is it about the woods? Back to life, back to sense, back to child, back to husband, no one lives in the woods. There are vows, there are ties, there are needs, there are standards, there are shouldn'ts and shoulds. Why not both instead? There's the answer if you're clever. Have a child for warmth and a baker for bread and a prince for whatever. Never! It's these woods. Face the facts, find the boy, join the group, stop the giant, just get out of these woods. Was that him? Yes, it was. Was that me? No, it wasn't. Just a trick of the woods. Just a moment. One peculiar passing moment. Must it all be either less or more, either plain or grand? Is it always or is it never? And that's what woods are for those moments in the woods. Oh, if life were only moments, even now and then a bad one. But if life were only moments, then you never know you had one. First a witch, then a child, then a prince, then a moment. Who can live in the woods? And to get what you wish, even just for a moment, these are dangerous woods. Let the moment go. Don't forget it for a moment, though. Just remembering you had an end when you're back to ore makes the ore mean more than it did before. Now I understand, and it's time to leave the woods.
Mara Davi and Kevin Tenazio Naughton performing numbers from Barrington Stage Company's production of Into the Woods, running in Pittsfield through July 13th. Next, we're going to hear from Michael Kilgore. Hello, Michael.
Hello, hello.
Tell us about your getting cast and your take on your character.
Well, this was not a dream role for me because I couldn't have even dreamed that I'd be doing it. I'm playing the witch in Into the Woods, And my voice is really high, so I'm not sure that you can tell that I'm a dude. So it was a huge deal. Even when I got the audition, I was like, let me just go and do my best. I'm not getting cast. There's no way. And then I got a call back, and I was like, oh, okay, maybe. And then when I got cast, I just went, okay, I have to shave my beard now. I actually have to do it.
Is that hard, or is it okay with you to shave the beard?
I cried a little.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I've survived.
Thank you for doing that. Now, you or Darren could answer. I know that Mr. Sondheim is... You mentioned the show is very often licensed, but I know he's involved in approval if there are changes to casting or numbers. Do you have to be approved by Stephen Sondheim?
I am Stephen Sondheim certified.
Oh, good. Well,
and
good.
That is going on my epitaph. Absolutely.
How was he approached? How does that happen that we get to see you in this role?
I don't know the exact processes. And I think it's probably for the best.
Sure.
But
so we won't ask Darren to tell
they
us.
Have to present all the cast to the creatives and then to the creators of the work, and they thought we were pretty spiffy, so they let it ride. So we're doing something really creative and new and exciting that I don't think anyone has seen done with Into the Woods, and a show that's been licensed and performed by so many people. It's really exciting to feel like we're doing something that makes it even more fresh.
Tell me about the song you're going to sing, Stay With Me, and how it fits into the story.
I like to think that Stay With Me is the song on the hearts of most mothers once their child reaches adolescence. It's clinging to something that's already growing, evolving, and turning into its own thing. And the witch is looking at her daughter and saying, just the world is big and beautiful, but scary and terrible. Just stay at home. Just be a child a little bit longer. But her shoe size keeps growing, and her hair keeps growing, and her body keeps changing. And there's nothing you can do to stop the hand of time.
What did I clearly say? Children should listen. What were you not to do? Children must see and learn. Why could you not obey? Children should listen. What have I been to you? What would you have me be? Handsome like a prince? Oh, but I am old, I am ugly, I embarrass you. You are ashamed of me. You are ashamed. You don't understand. Don't you know what's out there in the world? Someone has to shield you from the world. Stay with me. Princes wait there in the world. It's true. Princes, yes, but wolves and humans too. Stay at home. You can be a child.
Michael Kilgore is playing the witch in Into the Woods at Barrington Stage Company through July 13th. It's on the main stage in Pittsfield. We have time for one more song, Our Princes. Please approach your microphones. Kevin Tenazio Naughton and Pepe Nufrio, hello. You guys are playing kind of cartoons, especially in this song. How do you sort of ground it in reality while making it as broad as it needs to be to fill the jodhpurs of the princess?
It's all in the sense of joy of the competition between the two, because you have an older and a younger brother. At least that's how we are doing it in our production.
Okay.
And there's, with all the competition and with all of the fun wordplay that is the gift that Sondheim has given us in his music and lyrics, there's still a sense of that brotherly love that they have for one another, because despite their differences, they do come together. And we even do in our staging, both musically and physically. Mm-hmm. And I think the love is very palpable. And sometimes you say the harshest things or the most bombastic things to the people you hold closest. Right. And I truly believe the relationship's special.
Yeah, and this is the one thing that these two brothers are come together for, the competition of achieving incredible things. And in this case is gaining, the love of a maiden.
This is agony.
Rapunzel. What kind of a name is that? You jest. I have not heard of such a thing.
I speak the truth. She is as true as your maiden. A maiden running from a prince? None would run from us.
Yet one has.
Did I abuse her or show her disdain? Why does she run from me? If I should lose her, how shall I regain the heart she has won from me? Agony beyond power of speech, when the one thing you want is the only thing out of your reach.
High in her tower, she sits by the hour, maintaining her hair, blithe and becoming and frequently humming a light-hearted air. Ah, agony, far more painful than yours, when you know she would go with you if there only were doors. Agony, oh, the torture they teach. What's as intriguing
or half as fatiguing
as what's out of reach?
Am I not sensitive, clever, well-mannered, considerate, passionate, charming, as kind as I'm handsome and heir to a throne?
You are everything maidens could wish for.
Then why no?
Do I know?
The girl must be mad.
You know nothing of madness till you're climbing her hair, and you see her up there as you're nearing her, all the while hearing her
ah. Agony, misery, woe, though it's different for each. Always 10 steps behind,
always 10 feet below,
and she's just out of reach. Agony that can cut like a knife. Must have her to wife.
Kevin Tenazio Naughton and Pepe Nufrio singing Agony from Into the Woods. The Barrington Stage Company production of Into the Woods runs on the Boyd Quinson main stage at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through July 13th. For ticket and showtime information, you can visit barringtonstageco.org. You all sound marvelous. I can't wait to see the production. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Once again, it's barringtonstageco.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.